I've gathered around to talk to you, and I will hand the floor over to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I just want to say it's a great night to be a Minnesota Viking. I can't thank the Wills family enough, Mr. Spielman, Coach Zimmer, and Coach Sperano for taking a chance on me. And let's get this thing started, and I can't wait to be a part of the Minnesota Vikings.
Brian, what were your interactions with the Vikings up to this point?
You know, it wasn't as deep as some other teams. I met with them at the Senior Bowl and was able to have contact with them at the Combine. And I think they were able to get a good representation of who I am as a person and player through those interactions. So, you know, it wasn't too crazy, but at the same time, we knew that that was a possible landing spot.
How about the position in the draft? Is this about where you are hearing you would go?
Yep, it's pretty accurate. We kind of expected anywhere from the last maybe 5 or 10 picks in the first to anywhere from the first 15 to the third. So couldn't be happier with how it panned out. And it's about right where we expected. So I'm elated. I'm so excited to join this organization.
What do you think the first thing you have to work on as an NFL tackle is?
You know, I think being consistent with my technique. I think that's the same for anybody. And your technique has never arrived, and especially with me, that's going to be something that's going to either help me or hurt me. So I think becoming more consistent in how I do things and honing in on some little stuff with my feet will be able to help me out a bunch. So I'm excited to get working with Coach and kind of work on those things that he thinks I need to develop. At this point, it's kind of up to me and him to kind of go in the direction that he thinks I need to go in order to become a better player.
On the flip side, what would you say your strengths are?
You know, I think I'm able to handle speed off the edge very well. I think that's something that is one of my strong suits, and being able to protect the edge. Obviously, with the new quarterback in town, Kirk Cousins, that's a big deal. And protecting him is my most important job now. And it's a job I take very seriously. So being able to keep guys off the quarterback is something I do well and something I feel very confident in my abilities about.
Did you see Kirk tweeted at you?
Excuse me?
Did you see Kirk Cousins tweeted at you?
I did not see that.
Okay.
What did he say?
Just something along the lines of welcoming you to town and glad to have you or something like that.
Oh, awesome. That's pretty cool. That's pretty surreal, to be honest. Coming from a player like him, I know how much he means to the organization now, and can't wait to get working with him and have him earn my trust. And vice versa. I think that's something that's earned and something I'm going to kind of try to show up from day one and work as hard as I can to protect him because he's the guy. And I think I understand that very well.
Brian, the Vikings touted your athleticism pretty highly when we just had a press conference on that. Where does that come from? I know that you played basketball early on. Did you start in basketball or did you start in football? When did you first notice, I guess, kind of that elite level of speed for someone your size?
You know, I'm not sure. I think maybe I started to notice it when I made the transition from tight end to tackle going into the 2015 college season. And I realized, you know, that could be something that could really help me. And at the end of the day, football's football. And being able to change positions, but put on the weight the right way and put on good weight, added weight that still allowed me to be athletic would be something that would help serve me well down the road, and hopefully it will continue to do so. And, you know, that's just one of the many components that makes up a good football player, so I'm thankful for that, but going to do everything in my power to keep that and bring up all the other aspects of a good offensive lineman.
Hey, what was the biggest challenge of moving from tight end to tackle?
You know, I think at offensive tackle, if you don't do your job, the play's busted. Where as a tight end, you could necessarily run a route and not be open, and you could get the ball out somewhere else. So the technical things that requires you to do your job and do your job every play and do it well at offensive tackle is definitely the biggest difference. Because
right.
If you don't do your job, the play's over. And especially at left tackle or even right tackle, protecting the quarterback is the number one priority, at least for an offensive lineman. So being able to do your techniques consistently every single time, that's kind of the biggest difference, because you might be able to get away with some stuff at tight end, or at least I did when I played. But at tackle, you're out there and on an island and can't ask for anything else.
What was the primary factor in you coming out as a junior?
You know, I think I was ready for a new challenge. I felt like I had a pretty good grasp of the college game. I played under 4 offensive coordinators in 4 years, and I was ready to put 100% of my life into football. And that's the biggest thing is I love this game. I've put so much of myself into it over the past 15 years that I was ready to make it my entire life. And that's something that I think is really going to help me in terms of actually playing the game, is devoting my entire life to it and not, you know, focusing on school and other things that I did in college. So it should be fun. I love the game and can't think of anything else I'd want to do for a living.
Brian, who first floated the idea to you of switching positions?
Yeah, my head coach, Pat Narduzzi. He was kind of instrumental in that change. He came to me after we had an injury in 2015 and said, you know, Brian, we have a need. We think you're probably going to be the third tackle in the rotation, or the third tight end in the rotation, and probably get on some special teams. But a guy went down, and he's like, hey, look, we have a need. We're scrambling right now, and, you know, we think this would be a great move. And he didn't force me to do it. He kind of asked my opinion, and we had a long conversation about it. And he was like, I'll give you a week or two to decide, and there's no pressure, but, you know, talk to your parents and see what you think. And made a couple phone calls that night and called him the next morning, said I was on board, and we've been going ever since. So I just talked to him on the phone just before I got on with you guys. So really thankful for him, because he's really the catalyst that got that change going.
With that in mind, what was more fun, scoring a touchdown or getting a pancake block?
Getting a pancake block, for sure. There's no better feeling playing offensive line than doing that. So the touchdown was fun, but that was more of a thing for our whole entire offense and our whole entire offensive line. That's kind of a group thing that was fun, but I get way more enjoyment out of taking a guy for a ride.
How long does it take to put that type of weight on in a clean fashion and, you know, get yourself from tight end physique and technique into an offensive tackle body?
You know, I think it's just really following the team I had around me. Everybody asks, you know, how hard is it to put on that much weight in that short of amount of time? And to be honest, I had such a good staff in terms of our strength coach, Dave Andrews, and Freddie Walker, and Austin Addington's staff, and our nutritionist, and our training staff, who basically outlined everything for me, that all I had to do was everything they said. There was nothing left up to me to decide, really. And then my offensive line coach at the time, John Peterson, took care of all the technical stuff. So for me, it was just more about a mentality, and that if you're going to make a change like that, you're going to jump 2 feet in and you're going to give it 100%. So, yeah, just following the people who I had around me, great support staff. So it's worked out well so far.
Brian, in this pre-draft process, were there any teams talking to you about potentially guard, or are you pretty cemented in at tackle?
Some teams talk to me about it for sure. And it's something I'm definitely open to. To me, playing football is playing football. And whatever the team's going to ask me to do, I'm going to do it, and hopefully I'm going to do it at a very high level. You know, I feel comfortable playing either side of tackle just because that's what I've been asked to do. But at the same time, there's been a couple of spring practices here and there where they bumped me down to guard just for the heck of it. And I loved it down there, so I'm open to whatever. And whatever coach wants me to play, I'll do it. Give them everything I got.
So, Brian, would you be up to playing tight end if they needed you?
Whatever they need, whatever we need to do to win a Super Bowl is what I'm going to do, because that's the goal. And I know where the organization's at, and we now are in a great place. That's awesome to say. And how close we were last year. And, you know, if that's what it's going to take to help us get there and help our fans get there, then let's do it. I'm 100% in, and that's kind of how I've always been, at least at Pitt and throughout high school. So, yeah, whatever's needed, I'll do it. If we need me to run down on kickoff, I'll do it. If I got to play center, let's go. I know Pat Elfie will have something to say about that, but whatever's asked of me, I'm going to do to the best of my ability.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.